Good evening, Professor. How are you tonight?
Hey boss, how are you? I'm doing well. Rain. Lots of rain.
So we're talking about indecisiveness.
Is correct. People who cannot make a decision. Have you ever met anybody like
No,
that? Not.
I can make decisions all the time.
Well, whether they like them or not, you can make the decisions, right? Woo. Now, we came across a situation, and it brought memories back to myself, where a person was in a meeting, supposed to be a brainstorming session with the boss and other colleagues. And every time the person brought up a comment, the boss just said, "No, that's not a good idea. What else do you have?" And it was like, man, are they picking on me? I don't get it, because others were giving ideas right and left. And this individual was saying, like, "I gave another idea." And the boss turned around and said, "No, that's not a good idea." And it's like, okay, you didn't say that to the others, but you're saying it to me. This is the person speaking to us. And I thought, this is pretty good. Is the boss picking on them? Is there something that's going on here? They're ready to get rid of them. I don't know. But it did turn around and bring back to me a story that happened in the Bible that dealt with an individual who was very indecisive. And if you would like, I can share that story with you tonight.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Well, we all have heard about the crucifixion of Jesus and how horrific that particular situation was. The crown of thorns, the pegs going through his hand. But before we get to that point, we want to talk about Jesus being brought before a man who was very indecisive, and that gentleman's name was Pilate. Pilate was the governor of Judea at the time. Tiberius was the ruler at that point, the monarch, and he had been appointed, like I said, to be the governor of that area to keep peace. He was a self-serving person, I think, is what I would walk away to that from the scripture and reading about him. And the reason I say it that way is that he was very concerned about what people thought about him. In fact, the crowds won, if you want to call that. And we know in the end that he turned around and he told the crowds, "Well, which one do you want, Barabbas or Jesus?" And the crowds chose Barabbas to be freed, because somebody had to be crucified at that point. And Jesus received the crucifixion. But I want to go through the story, and hopefully it won't be too long tonight, about the four things that Pilate faced when he was going through his indecisiveness. And it's something that was kind of covered in the person's comments to us that was sent. And I thought, this is so close. I think it's really good. And I'm going to call it the four ways that an indecisive person can manipulate you. So I'm changing the subject just a little bit. Pilate's the indecisive person, all right? But I'm also going to say the boss here is the indecisive person, okay? They don't like what you're saying, but they've got some reasons behind this, and they want to manipulate you. So my analogy is not one to one, but bear with me through it. Because if you become an indecisive person, again, in dealing with your boss, or this person does with their boss, or me with dealing with you as my boss, problems can come upon us. So we're going to talk about four ways that this boss, your boss, can manipulate you if you are an indecisive person, because this is what happened to Pilate. He's an indecisive person. All right, so the monarchy of the Jews, if you want to call it that, the leaders of the Jewish people, they came to Pilate and they told him, number one, "We want to have Jesus, you to rule, that Jesus needs to be crucified." And the first thing that came out was a deception that they used. Because Pilate asked them, "What has he done wrong?" And they said, "If he hadn't have done something wrong, we wouldn't have brought him to you anyway." Now, that was pretty cruel, but it was pretty true. He really hadn't done anything wrong. The only thing that he had done that had any substantiation to it was that he told them that, he was from God and he was the king. And of course, that was truth. And that was really the only bite. And they told this to Pilate later, that there was something there, so to speak. Because again, hey, He ain't Caesar, and Caesar's the only one that's really can be king at this point, and on an earthly perception in the Roman Empire. But their first thing was, we wouldn't have brought him to if he wasn't guilty.
But yet they're not sure what he's guilty
What he's guilty of?
of.
Yes, they had to
He's
come up with
guilty. We
it.
don't know why,
We
but
don't know
we
why,
don't
but he's
like what
guilty.
he's saying.
We just don't like him. So it's called manipulation by deception. So that's one of those things when your boss turns around and tells you, that's not a good idea. And you say, well, why is it not a good idea? We're going through a brainstorming session. Well, because I'm saying it's not a good idea. I know what upper leadership wants, and that's just not a good idea. So deception, because your boss may have no idea what upper leadership wants, because if he or she did, there wouldn't be a brainstorming session to begin with. Use logic to get through the deception is the point. Your own logic.
Hi everyone, I'm the Stoicist Lori Stitt. Are you ready to learn to match every situation you face to the Bible? I've been waiting for you. Let me teach you my STOIC training method. Learn to keep that continuous connection with God from now forward, forever. Join me at StoicMatchmaker.com, where all my training materials are free on registration.
Second, crowd manipulation. Crowd manipulation? Yeah, well, where's my crowd? It's the other people that are in the room during the brainstorming session. That's the crowd. How does that work? Well, the same thing with Jesus is that Jesus, he's standing or sitting there before Pilate, and Pilate turns around and he says, look, I still don't understand. Why do y'all want him to be crucified? And their response was, is because we all want him to die. That's it. The leaders, every one of us want him to die. In fact, Pilate says, well, okay, I'll satisfy you. So, as I mentioned earlier, you want Barabbas, Jesus? And they say, yeah, we want Barabbas. Let him go. Crucify Jesus. Now, this is funny in a way, off-site way, is that he, Pilate, was such a people pleaser, just like we may be a people pleaser to our boss, that he bought into this. Because not only is it your boss that's telling you it's a bad idea, the people then, the boss is looking around and asking them, what do you think about, I'll just pick on me, Steve's idea. Well, they're people pleasers too. Boss, you're right. It's a bad idea, Steve. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. And then the boss says, well, see, everybody says it's a bad idea. I win, you lose. And so you're just sitting there like, oh my goodness, I guess it's a bad idea. I should rethink it before I say things in the future. But no, this is a brainstorming session. You'll get in trouble if you don't brainstorm with
A little intimidating when it's the boss saying, what do you think?
and bringing in the other colleagues as well. So then we go to the third, which I think is quite marvelous. And that's manipulation. They call it by tone, is how I put it. Intensity. And you're like, well, how did that work? Well, Pilate, again, the people pleaser, he's asking, I just don't understand. Can you let me know again why you really, really want him to be crucified? And they started yelling out, the whole crowd, crucify him, crucify him, getting louder and louder, crucify him, crucify him. Okay, got it, got it. And that's just like, you're sitting there in the meeting, all your colleagues around you. And the boss starts getting louder and just telling you, it's a bad idea. You don't understand me. It's a bad idea. Don't y'all go, yeah. So there's just the intensity, it starts increasing, the tone of everyone, like, man, you just a bad apple, bro or gal. Y'all need to get out of here. Now, here's the last one, though. See, it's going to be a short session tonight. It's manipulation by that person, in this case, the boss, in this Pilate's case, the Jewish leaders, that they're using higher leadership. Okay, so Pilate dealt with the people telling him, look, this guy says he's a king. There's only one king. And if you don't turn around and crucify him, we're going to go tell your boss. And ultimately, you may lose your job. Oh, my. Well, how's the boss turn around then in your little brainstorming session? Well, the boss is telling you, I know what senior leadership wants, and what you're giving us is just bad stuff. Crap is what we'd say, but they're a little bit more polite. Bad stuff. I know because, again, I know leadership and what they're looking for. And you're like going back to situation number one, the manipulative tactic. If you know, then why are we here? So, what ultimately happened to Pilate? He was a people pleaser. But just to let you know, in the end, he lost his position. In fact, he was so downhearted, according to the scriptures, from what I, well, not the scriptures, but from textual readings surrounding the scriptures at the very end, because he just couldn't live with himself because he didn't have that wonderful job anymore. He was a people pleaser, and it finally got him. So here's my point to you, folks. I don't want you to get fired, but think about it this way. If you're on that road with the boss already, it's not looking good. And when you finally do reach the decision, it's time to leave. Do you want to leave and have some pride left in yourself versus be manipulated and you constantly asking yourself, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? And being humiliated and continuing to go through that humiliation process.
Right, because they evidently have something against you to be acting that way.
Or your ideas are too good,
Right,
right?
right.
We talked about this before.
Yeah,
They take your
yeah.
ideas, they throw them in the garbage can. 3 or 6 months later, they're pulling them out. Senior leadership loves it, and you never get credit for it. And you mentioned something to your bosses, you never said that. You
Right.
mentioned something to your colleagues that were in the room, you never said that because they've all been told to hush.
Yeah. Yeah, they feel intimidated. They feel intimidated.
Yes.
So they intimidate you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have tonight.
Well, that's, I like that.
It's called
That's an
manipulation.
awesome story. And yeah, it's tough because we're all, well, most of us are, can be people pleasers at least sometime in our life. And yeah, it can, you're trying to be helpful, but it can get you in a bad place. So.
Answer
Got to
to
be
it.
careful of that.
Don't lose your thoughts and don't worry about giving them. By the way, my response to this in the end is that the smartest one in the room at that time is really you. When people are attacking you to that extent, the boss and the boss has got your colleagues coming at you that those are bad ideas, and this is a brain storming session, there's a problem, and that your ideas are too good for them.
Yeah,
It's time for you to move on.
right.
If you ask me,
Yes.
or if you want to circumvent them, carry it to senior leadership, but that'll probably get you fired too because
Right.
you didn't follow channels.
Yeah.
They're going to get you, they'll also be get you.
No,
Manipulation.
yeah, definitely notice these things. So,
Well, that's all I've got.
all right. Well, that was great. And I liked it. We had Pontius Pilate, and this week is Easter, so kind of
Oh, yeah, it does fit in.
goes with it.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
All right.
How'd I
Well,
do?
everybody have, you did great.
I was okay. All right, boss.
Everybody have a great week and enjoy your Easter.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.